hey, I hope this podcast hits you in the best attitude. I wanted to say that for some reason today. Still waiting on getting internet. So if you're a Twitch loyalist and somehow you found this a backwards way, I hope to be streaming back on Twitch because we're still going to get internet. We're still moving and not quite there yet. Internet isn't connected yet. So everything I'm doing is all cellular data. No, it's not metered. It's just slow, and I'm not going to live stream over the cell phone. I'm just not going to do that. Okay. Well, when I talk about little tiny things happening here and there, I've got my legs injured, and I've been going down to one of the local gyms where I now have a national membership because the year went by and I added just a little bit more money. Now, at a lower price, I have a nationwide gym membership. And so now I went to one of the locations that had a spa. So it's got this ultra hot tub and this ultra cold tub. Now, you see a lot of places in Asia that have mildly warm hot tubs and mildly cold tubs. These are intensely hot and intensely cold. And the other thing is the cold tub has jets, because typically the cold tubs have still water, so you can sit in it and stay still, and the water around your body will warm up, and so you can stay there. As long as you don't move, you can sit there for a long time, and your friends think that you're all that, and it's a great testosterone. It's a great fake testosterone pose. You know, sit in the cold tub for like 10 minutes. It's like you're actually not cold because the water around you is warm from your body. But when they've got jets, not necessarily strong, but just moving the water around, that's not an option. You get in the cold tub and you've got 10 seconds, maybe 20, before you can't move. So I'm doing hot, cold therapy, you know, whisking away the blood from the surface, putting it back in and going back and forth. And both of my ankles started to hurt. I think it was pulling out some, it was awakening some old injuries deep in my ankles. Yeah. Well, anyhow, so I'm there at the hot tub the other day, and this young man steps in, and apparently he's got some injury on his shin. It's a very hideous, it's very embarrassing, ugly injury. It's sad to be him, but it's like he can walk, and he's like, this is really ugly and nasty. I'm like, don't worry about it, it's okay. But he hadn't been exercising his legs, and so as you heard in the podcast weekly on Monday, friends don't let friends skip leg day. So I said, we got to exercise your legs. He goes, well, I do running and bicycling. I'm like, no. You got to do weight training. You can't do weight training on your upper body and then not do weight training on your legs. You got to get your legs. I'll show you how. So I'm going to sit with him and do some squats with him and just help him get some basic muscle motion going there. We'll see how it works. But me, I've got my own injuries because I've got legs that were neglected for a long time. Well, see, I've been building up and I've been doing some squats. I think the other day I did, what did I squat? Typically I'd squat 50, and I think this past week I squatted 60, which was like a first. Would that be right? Yeah. I think that's about right. Because I can bench 120 easily, but then I'm squatting only, really, it's only 60. Like it should be so much bigger. It should be so much more. All right. Anyhow, where were we? Okay. Exercise, squats, leg work. So I've got a mild leg injury and I'm home and I'm taking a few days, to just stay at home and sit at home and not go outside. And there's a lot of fun and a lot of action, and I feel like I'm missing the action. And whatever it is, I'm sitting at home learning that it's okay, and I'm working on myself. And part of me doesn't like it. I'm not a fan of solitude. I'm good at it. I'm excellent at solitude, but I don't like it. It's not my favorite thing. This is a thing. The Taiwanese are good at solitude. Like they're very good at at going out with their friends, and they're very good at solitude. They're very good at shaping and organizing that stuff. Maybe Americans just have an imbalance, and that's an American thing that's kind of, you know, done that to me, that we want to go out and socialize. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know what else to say other than we've got. I'm doing leg day. Is anything else? Are there any other issues here in the news, George? We don't want to be incredibly. What are apartments like? Leg day. Well, okay. Let's go back to say something about leg day. A lot of Taiwanese are still learning about basic bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is becoming a thing. It's becoming a fad. 10 years ago, nobody wanted to do bodybuilding. Gyms would not be able to stay in business. Gym companies would come and go and change often. That's an old problem. Now people are finally figuring things out, and a lot of the bodybuilding issues from 20 years ago are the learning curve bodybuilding issues in Taiwan now. So having already gone through those, I know what to be doing. I know what the issues are. So like the guy who's skipping leg day, like there will come a point in Taiwan where that will be general knowledge that you've got to do legs. But right now we're not quite there yet. But the other issue is avoiding injury. You have to make sure that you slowly work up your body, start doing the machines. But eventually, if you're going to do larger weights, you need to go to free weights. But you can do machines like rehab or to wake your muscles up to get them to start moving and exercising. So I don't know. But it's really going to be fascinating to see how training skaters in proper bodybuilding technique can work together in order to train skaters as proper athletes. That's, I'm really interested in seeing where that goes and how that all pans out. This is an interesting thing. I mean, Zach tells me, he says, Jesse, tell me anything about Taiwan. I'm just interested in what the culture is and what's happening. Rent. The way rental properties work, you pay a deposit and the deposit does not include the last month of rent. You have to pay deposit money separately. So before you move in, you pay 3 months worth of rent. And then in the final month, you still pay rent. And then your 2 months worth of rent comes back to you when you move out. Yeah, that's how rent deposit works. Another thing is they don't, a lot of the standards aren't quite the same. They want things to be nice. It's like, let's make it nice, or isn't it pretty? But looking at the tools and the convenience isn't such a big deal. Like, does the air conditioner make noise? Is the air conditioner also a heater? Are the doors quiet or are they ultra thin? A lot of doors on your apartment building leading out into the community hallway are paper thin. They're really cheap doors a cricket could be heard from the other side of the door. And so, yeah, they don't see a problem with this in a lot of the buildings, and the Taiwanese put up with it. Another big issue is parking. There's no concept that parking is a given, that you must have a designated parking space. It's an afterthought or just kind of sort of make it work. And probably in about, I would guess, roughly half of the ordinary individual rental properties, not necessarily family, but individual rental properties, probably about half of them have parking solved by just saying, find some place on the street if you can. And that's just assumed. There's no presumption. It's like, I live here and so I'm going to park here. Like that just doesn't exist. I think with time it could improve. I don't mean to complain. The other thing is this: rent's incredibly cheap. It's incredibly cheap. Maybe $200-$300 a month, gets you a really nice place. You'd pay easy $1,000 for in Chicago, and the place I've got a place $200-$300 a month you'd in Chicago, you'd pay what, $2,000? See you next. Yeah. No, we're done. See you tomorrow.